Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Number one, we want to win the game. And then beyond that, there's a lot of things that come into play. There's some guys with certain incentives that come up, and it seems like that's becoming more and more relevant year to year. And then you've got guys who you want to look at. You'd love to bring practice squad guys up, as many as possible, but you're only allocated two. So try your best to make everyone happy and try and, at the same time, keep things in proper order here in terms of what's important. So it's an interesting week, no doubt.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott, as they take on the New England Patriots tomorrow in a game that, well, you want to see a couple things happen. Most importantly, just make sure everyone goes away happy and healthy.
Yeah. Keep the starters healthy.
Even the backups.
Even the backups.
Come away from this game without injury. That's the goal coming into this one. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you. Hour number two of Sports Talk Saturday, as we'll go a little bit more in depth on some things. By the way, it looks like a couple people on Twitter helping pointing things out for me here. I appreciate you guys. Bram saying today's games, they're not really in the wrong order. If they were reversed, it'd be even less at stake in the later game, because if Pittsburgh were to lose in the early window, Baltimore would have zero to play for, because they would have already won the North.
Yeah.
So, Bram, appreciate that. When I asked, how are your concerns with everything? You know, how are you feeling about the Bills' defense? Are we worried about playoff matchups? Anything else of the sorts? JQ tweeting in, all of that. I'll still be nervous 10 minutes after they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, yeah, right, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's something that's... That is something that could be a real feeling. I hope not, though. I hope there's no people that would be nervous or upset or like angry about something that happened in a game if they were to win a Super Bowl. I would feel like that would be one of the strangest things I would ever hear of.
Yeah.
That is a conversation for a month from now.
Yeah. Yeah. In February, when,
if we're in that conversation.
Well, you like to think we would be.
I look forward to potential discourse.
As long as the Bills aren't walking out with a big boombox to Gangster's Paradise, we're fine.
Meanwhile, Josh Allen looking over your shoulder going, hey.
That was the best thing to come out of that clip.
That was.
Like, that's not in the that's not in the clip.
It's
that's
not in
circulated.
The clip. It's in a picture of that from a reverse angle.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper behind you, just there.
Yeah, and then they lose 40-14, you know. It was very... That was one of those things where, like, images and, like, how artistic they can actually be.
Yeah.
Especially when, in hindsight, you look back at it and go, oh, wow, yeah, no, that picture goes hard because they won 40-14.
I mean, I know what the score sheet says. I know what the score really was. You know?
That's but even then, if you say 40-14, it's still impressive.
It's still a blowout. Yeah, it's still impressive.
It's still all that impressive.
Remember, they were supposed to be the kings of the AFC East. You got to remember that.
Yes.
I think the script writers are a little upset with the Buffalo Bills on that one, but we'll have to see.
Yes. And again, it leads to a game where, like, here in Buffalo, there's not a whole heck of a lot of meaning for this weekend, but there's enough going on around the rest of the league that it needs to be really brought into a bit more of detail. Joe, you have the playoff machine up, ready to run.
The machine is ready.
Evan has NFL music potentially ready. But before we do that, we'll just make sure we get connected with our fans real quick. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Head out to Rob. Rob, how you doing today? Welcome to a Sports Talk Saturday. Good afternoon.
How you doing today? And it's always a pleasure to be on Silly Wacky Sports Talk Saturday. You know, you guys are talking about it, and I've been listening all week long, of course. And, you know, I just want to get this weekend out of the way because I just want to know who we're going to face in the playoffs. My concerns are as far as the Bills, I have no concerns whatsoever with the offense. We have a great offense. We can stay in the game. It's just, it's the defense. I don't know how you guys feel. It's sketchy. And I just, I want them to be able to stop the other teams on the third down conversions. That's probably the most annoying for me as far as going into the playoffs. It's just defense needs to tighten up and be a lot stronger for the playoffs to play that complementary football to help the offense out. And then the other thing was that I was thinking about is I do not want to face Cincinnati whatsoever. That because I'm telling you, the way I feel, Cincinnati is strong enough to blow through the AFC. I feel that. So if they don't make it, that's great. I'm not really too worried about Denver and Miami at all. It's just I don't know how you guys feel about Cincinnati, but I'm just not feeling it. But most importantly, it's just the defense needs to tighten up. They need to show up for these playoffs. Because I have a funny feeling if we do play Kansas City this year, we're beating Kansas City. This is our year. I'm tired of, the almost. We almost did this. We almost did that. You know, we've all suffered, you know, the almost feeling. And almost only counts in horseshoes and slow dancing, my friends. So with that, you guys keep doing what you're doing. You always do a great job. My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Rob, appreciate that. One of the big things is the third down defense. They are amongst
the worst game. Yeah,
among the worst of the league.
Yeah,
and it is a problem. It could be from long first downs. There are also plays where, like first and second down, they're letting teams get into easier positions, like in the New England game.
Even at third and like eight, though, they're letting those go in that New England. Third and long really bothering.
Third and long is the really bothersome ones. And that was a lot of the St. Louis, Los Angeles game. Oh, that
I did this. I think I did the same thing. Yeah,
stupid Rams. Why'd you ever have to move? Rams and the Chargers, both you stink. LA. The Rams game, though, in particular, was one of those where it was just not.
They couldn't do it. It was
third
really
long,
frustrating.
Good amount of times, and it just very frustrating. Not a good look.
You knew going in. Not going in, I should say. Going into the drive, though. Oh, third down is not a guarantee. Third and nine is not a guarantee you're getting off the field.
You should be feeling good about that sort of thing. Like, retire the train horn at this point, because now all I'm hearing is, well, it's going to be a first down.
Yeah.
Because the train horn is signifying something else right now based on how their defense is playing on third downs. And there's nothing more frustrating for a defense than that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll go to John in Cheektowaga here. John, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey guys. Yeah, why do you think the Bills brought Micah Hyde back if they're not going to play him? In the regular season, they won't bring him back in the playoffs. Well, he'll be rusty, you know, if he hasn't had a down of practice. Do you think they're setting him up for a coaching career after the season? You know, because I heard Cole Bishop say he's learned a lot from him on the side, you know, during practice and stuff. I assume when they they signed him, or, you know, they brought him back, they're going to use him, you know. So you have any insight into that?
Yeah, John, appreciate that. Really, it is, potentially there might be a coaching angle there.
Vet presence.
But it's mostly veteran presence and having a guy in the film room, in the locker room to help these young players out.
Yeah, almost as a coach, if you will.
A player coach of sorts.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, they weren't going to sign him to bring him back to the active roster. The other part is respect.
He did a lot for the
He's done a lot for this team over the years, and if there's one more playoff run in them, they wanted to respect him and bring him along for the ride.
Because he's on this team. If they get the ring, he gets a ring.
He gets a ring if they get a ring. So that's where I think most of it comes from, is the veteran leadership, the locker room presence, having a film room junkie in there with you as well.
Yeah. I would like that to turn into a coaching gig, honestly.
It'd be nice.
I think that'd be good.
If he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
But he has clearly embraced this city as well.
The charity softball events every year. There's another one happening
another
this
one
year
already,
they announced.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, again, I think it has more or less to do with the off-field presence with him than anything on-field when they signed him.
Yeah.
All right. You got a playoff machine.
I do.
You've got NFL music. Why don't we do it?
Go into the playoffs?
Going into the playoffs, well, for Week 18.
Yeah, yeah. That's as far as it lets me go now.
Yes,
you can't go any further until you're in the playoffs.
So here we go.
Yeah.
We start with today, with the Ravens and the Browns. Obviously, Baltimore has everything to play for. Cleveland has the opposite of everything to play for.
Yeah, and they're 20-point underdogs.
They're 20-point underdogs. It better suits them to lose than to win.
Yeah, so Ravens win that one.
Yes, and they're 20-point favorites. It's just it's absurd to see just how lopsided this game could potentially get.
Yes, I agree with you on that one, though.
I had made mention of it, and then I had to correct myself a little bit on this. The Steelers do have something to play for, even if the Ravens win. They could be making sure that they face Houston instead of going to Baltimore again.
Yeah,
so there's a big deal there.
Yeah, you don't want that divisional opponent, third time in a season, especially the Ravens, one of the better teams in the NFL, stay away. Stay clear.
Especially because both of those games were, like, they were top 10 types of games.
Yep. So give me the Steelers over the Bengals.
I'm going to take the Steelers to actually lose this game.
Okay.
So the Bengals stay alive.
Okay.
So that's dangerous when it comes to Denver now. Suddenly it is, you have to win. Because Denver could have made it if all of them lost. Now it is the Broncos. You got to win. Moving on to the Sunday game. Or the Sunday slate, I should say.
Yeah.
Panthers-Falcons.
Panthers. I think it's a frisky win from Bryce Young to close out the season. I think he's got a little bit to play for, that offense. I know they're not great, but if Bryce Young really wants to cement his movement going forward on that team, he's got to play for it. So give me the Panthers.
I mentioned how the Browns have nothing to play for. Mm-hmm. The Panthers do have something here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a bit of a degree of pride, but also finding answers about your quarterback.
Yep.
That you paid a dear price for, almost hurting the franchise with the price that was paid. So hopefully you get something out of this. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say Carolina here.
I think that's a good game you get from Bryce Young in that offense. Adam Thielen, those guys, I think they're going to Chuba Hubbard. Chuba.
And suddenly Tampa Bay would then clinch the playoffs with a Falcons loss.
Yep.
Just like that. Commanders, Cowboys, this one doesn't have much in the tank for meaning.
No, but I think the
there
Commanders
is seeding,
win.
Though.
Is there?
Commanders and Packers, a Commanders win, a Packers loss, they can move up in the standings as well.
I think the Commanders win this game against Dallas, though.
Yeah.
I think Jaden Daniels puts up a really good game for these guys.
Yeah, and also this would be a difference of you play the Rams or you play the Buccaneers. A win gives you the NFC South, and it would give you Tampa Bay and not L.A.
Right. With a Green Bay loss, you're saying?
With a Green Bay loss and a Washington win, that's what would happen.
It actually...
Oh, excuse me. No, I looked at the wrong one.
A Washington win would put you with L.A.
Sorry.
No, you're good. And a Green Bay loss would give you Philly.
Yeah, never mind. It's the Vikings or Lions that are locked up with the NFC South winner.
If Green Bay wins and Washington wins, Washington's still the sixth seed.
Yeah, so Washington can keep the sixth seed. They'd be playing L.A. instead of a division rival in Philadelphia, and that's a tough thing to do, is to win against that sort of team.
Yeah, and they're both really good football teams, 13-3, 12-5. Well, will be at that point. Who knows how the records are going to go.
Exactly. But. So, yeah, I looked at that one a little too quickly there. But Same thing for Green Bay, though. A Washington loss, a Green Bay win over the Packers, over the Bears, would give the Packers the sixth seed, not the seven.
Yeah, and here's what I look at. If we're going to speak on Green Bay for a second, I don't know if that's in order or not, but they own Chicago. So I would say Green Bay wins that game.
The Bears would also complete the imperfect road season.
Yeah.
They would go 0-8 on the road for the year.
The stars are too aligned. It has to happen.
I'd say Commanders and I'd say Packers. So Washington stays as the six. Green Bay stays as the seven.
Yep.
And that would be that. Texans and Titans. This is a game with nothing to play for.
No.
This is a Bills-Patriots level of nothing. And there's a span of three games like this here, with four of these teams being AFC South football. Catch the fever. Texans-Titans?
I would say Texans, but I also don't know.
I would say Texans because, ready? The Titans are employing a two-quarterback strategy for their game Sunday.
Will Levis and Mayo Boy and Mason Rudolph.
And if you're going to play two quarterbacks, you're playing zero quarterbacks. Because you're not letting either of them get into a flow of a game.
Yeah. Well, you saw that when the Steelers were doing it with Wilson and Fields. It was better when you just gave Russell Wilson the keys.
Enough. Just... And the Titans, by the way, with the loss, would help them cement into the second overall selection, possibly having a chance at the first.
Yeah.
Which would then lead us to Bills-Patriots. The New England Patriots have the inside track on the one seed at the current moment, thanks to tiebreakers and strength of schedule.
I think they're going to try and lose this game as well.
I don't think they're going to try to lose this game. Gerard Mayo...
You think he'll just lose it?
Has a job to coach for, actually.
You're right. So he kind of needs to win at the end of the season. But he wasn't coaching for it anyway, just punting on like fourth and short the other day.
And if he does that, like he did a couple weeks back now, that should tell you everything you need to know about him being a head coach. So he needs to show a little bit more aggression with a team that has not nothing to lose, but more to gain.
Right.
He has more to gain... If he actually stays aggressive with it. If he's actually like punting on like a fourth and two against a team that's playing backups, by the way.
Yes. Here's the question.
Get rid of him.
Do the Bills end up winning this game or you going Patriots?
I'm actually going to go with the Bills here.
I had them picked.
So Colts-Jaguars, Indianapolis could have had this game become a, like that Carson Wentz kind of nightmare from a couple of years ago. No. Now it's just... You have the Jaguars and Colts playing for nothing here because Indianapolis got eliminated last week on the heels of Drew Locke throwing for four touchdowns.
Yeah. Give me the Colts.
Give me the Jaguars, actually. They're spiraling. Indy is spiraling. So I'm going to say that they finished the job and, people lose their jobs over it.
Okay.
Saints-Buccaneers. As this is the last of the 1 o'clock games, give me Tampa. I mean, the Saints are kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And probably the worst head coaching vacancy that's going to be available.
Yeah.
Their only response to head coaches being like, why should I pick this place? Theirs should just be, we're not the Jets. And that's your sales pitch.
And here's the thing. They have no room for nostalgia because Sean Payton's currently operating another team. So,
furthermore, they have the worst cap situation in the National Football League, bar none.
They do.
And that's even with Cleveland giving Deshaun Watson that contract they did.
It's terrible.
4 o'clock games. We've got five of them. We'll start with the least relevant and go to most relevant from there. Cardinals, 49ers, Arizona, you almost did it. Unfortunately, a later season collapse, something that the Cardinals had been akin to under Cliff Kingsbury. It happened here again as they were the leaders in the NFC West for a short amount of time in the middle of the season. San Francisco... Injuries decimated their year, and it's a season of what could have been, if not for all the injuries. Now you have an older core that you might be looking to get to reset from.
Yeah.
Give me Arizona here.
I think Kyler Murray and James Conner and those guys have a better performance. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, there's a little bit more in the youth to hope for there. Seahawks-Rams, thanks to what happened with the strength of schedule tiebreaker, Seattle was eliminated. After just watching Sunday Night Football happen. That's a tough way to go out. Rams clinching the division. Seahawks being told they're out. The Rams will be sitting a lot of players here, so I'm going to take the Seahawks.
Yeah, agreed.
When it comes to Chargers and Raiders, based on what we have predicted, the Chargers have nothing to play for at that point. Well, in your scenario. In mine... Oh, flip it.
Yep.
In mine, they have nothing to play for.
In mine, they're playing for the seeding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, give me Chargers.
I'm still taking the Chargers because the Raiders are a joke.
Yeah. Right.
And even if they were to play against a team full of backups, they still wouldn't win. And now the two games that matter the most in the 425 slate, Jets and Dolphins, Broncos and Chiefs. The Dolphins, I think, win this game because the Jets are the Jets.
Yeah, me too. I think the
and
Jets
then,
are done.
Welcome to the drama.
Mm-hmm.
If I pick the Dolphins, that means the Bengals are out,
yep.
by the way.
And
which is
City.
The most frustrating way for them to go out, mm-hmm. I think. Not the Denver Broncos beating Chiefs backups. I'm not nearly as mad at that if it were happening to me. I am more mad at you really couldn't beat the Dolphins with a backup quarterback, Jets. What good are you?
Yeah.
Like, top 10 useless franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs and Broncos. It all comes down to this. And in our scenario here, Miami is the one staring at the television screen on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Broncos. There's too many players sitting for the Chiefs that...
If the Broncos play their starters, there's no question they will, because it depends on it.
I wouldn't say there's no question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carson Wentz is a capable backup quarterback.
Right. I'm just saying, depending on the other players they're sitting to, like, is Chris Jones going to play a full game?
No.
Right. So it's like the defense isn't as big and bad as it normally is. So give me the Broncos.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say it's the Broncos as well. So Denver mm-hmm. would then claim the 7th seed.
Which I would like as a Bills fan.
Hey, here we go. 1 or 5 for the Vikings and Lions.
Listen, in that bet I was telling you about in the beginning, I didn't pick a team because it's too tough. I picked the over, 57.5 points. I think this is going to be a crazy scoring game because
yes.
both of these teams have literally everything to play for, seeding-wise.
Everything to play for
yeah.
and the offensive talent. And Detroit has so many injuries on defense that it's going to be a little bit more of that frustrating.
It's going to be a track meet, yeah.
I'm going to pull the surprise of the year here.
You think Minnesota takes the 1 seed
Give
from Detroit?
Give me the Vikings.
I like
last
that pick.
Minute.
I like the pick when I don't have money on it, so I'm going to do the same because I think the upset is very intriguing.
What a story that would be, by the way.
Yeah. Sam Darnold taking the 1 seed in the NFC after being laughed out of the AFC with the Jets. And him and Baker Mayfield in Carolina. Look at both of them in the playoffs for the NFC.
And
isn't that crazy?
If he claims the 1 seed, I feel like there would be this, like, too late tornado of Sam Darnold MVP.
Yeah.
Which...
Would that, I guess...
I wouldn't hate the idea of the concept.
I wouldn't either.
But also, it would cap off a very strong, strong
that entire
year
team
from that draft class.
Except
for Josh Rosen.
Yep, Josh Rosen, the one who said, I'm the best quarterback in this draft class, is no longer an NFL quarterback.
And the rest of the draft class said, fight me.
Yeah.
It would be a great resurgence here for Sam Darnold, and I'm going to say that it happens.
Yeah. I think Sam Darnold, though... I think, like you said, has a great game, great resurgence. I'm really interested to see where he ends up next season. Because the Vikings have J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting situation. He just made the best case he could for himself.
If he nabs the 1 seed and plays well with it, I think that there's a very tough conversation to have in Minnesota, and they become immediately, when the season ends, the most fascinating team to follow.
Yep.
Because what do you do? What do they do, and what do the ripple effects become based on which quarterback gets effectively told you're not the guy?
Because both of them could very well be the guy, I feel like. Both of them are good quarterbacks, so it's just like, it's a tough spot.
It's a tough spot.
And
I
will be watching that like a hawk the entire offseason.
Yeah, everyone will.
Yeah.
And they should. All right, we'll get going here as we looked at everything with the playoff picture, everything of the sort. I think it's time to look a little bit more into detail of the Bills' potential 3 opponents.
Yep, I agree.
And we'll go into that a little bit deeper here. Coming up next, Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, you're listening to WGR.